police used tear gas to break up angry protesters in Ferguson, Missouri. The predominantly African-American suburb outside St. Louis has been a hotbed of racial tension since Saturday when 18-year-old Michael Brown was fatally shot by a police officer. Witnesses say Brown was unarmed. His mother, Leslie McSpadden, wants answers.
My son didn't cause this. Somebody just did this to him.
Demonstrations over his death turned violent. Stores were looted and buildings burned. President Obama called Brown's death heartbreaking and asked the community to honor the young man through reflection and understanding. Al Sharpton and other civil rights leaders also called for peace.
To become violent in Michael Brown's name is to betray the gentle giant that he was. Don't be so angry. Don't be so angry that you distort the image of who his mother and father told us he was.
Ferguson's police chief, Thomas Jackson, has not released the name of the officer who shot Brown because of safety concerns. The police force is predominantly white, and witnesses say the officer was too. Chief Jackson said the circumstances of the shooting were still under investigation, but officers were trying to reduce crime in the community.
There's been a lot of crime. What we've done recently with the apartment complexes, we're working with them to reduce crime and to help solve crime.
The FBI has launched a civil rights investigation into Brown's death, the latest incident involving police accused of using excessive force against African Americans. In New York, prosecutors are investigating the case of Eric Gardner, who died after being arrested. The video shows an officer putting a chokehold on Gardner, a tactic forbidden by police regulations. Police Commissioner William Bratton.
As defined in the department's patrol guide, that this would appear to have been a chokehold.
Legal analysts say federal prosecutors could bring civil rights charges against the police officers. Meanwhile, more protests in New York and Missouri are planned to demand justice in both cases. Chris Simpkins, VOA News, Washington.